We were headed south on Highway 64, a road that wanders through the moose pasture of northeastern Ontario, rock swamps, lakes, patches of pine spruce, tamarack, poplar and birch ponds with emerging bulrushes, splashes of yellow marsh marigolds, lush greens for a winter-starved moose. Highway 64 has lonely stretches and compares not with Route 66, the legendary road of song and fable in the United States, but it does carry a charm of loneliness for the motorcycle riders, such as we on this spring day when we met Monsieur Moose. He, not yet with his full rack of antlers and still shedding his winter coat, was eating the marsh marigolds, watching between bites for road traffic, ears flicking for sounds, but we on our quiet spiders slipped by and he took another bite of the tasty treats, thinking us gone, gearing down, checking for traffic. We turned around, motors idling, came back to observe and perhaps say a word or two of appreciation and encouragement to this huge ungulate munching on tender plants. M. Moose tolerated us for a few moments, but fearing for his life disappeared into the brush. How sad I thought that we, because of our nature coveting his hide, meat, bones and Walworthy rack, could not commune with this and other creatures of the wilderness. I suppose the great designer thought we could not all be vegetarians because of our numbers would eat the earth clean and so perish, but I and my brother would have welcomed a few moments of shared time with this magnificent creature eating marigolds in the wilderness of Highway 64. Bill Walton.